The Living Wish Foundation, LWF, is a registered Canadian charity founded in 2018 to grant wishes to people in their final year of life. Our mission is to help our patients celebrate their lives, find joy, and reframe hope by working with our wish coordinators and imagining what makes their life meaningful. Our vision is a world where everyone gets to experience the joy of one last wish. Since 2018, we have granted many wonderful wishes in Simcoe County, including weddings, celebrations, concerts, and family reunions. We have transported people to cottages, family homes, church services, and to the beach. We have facilitated visits with zoo animals, snakes, wolves, birds of prey, and furry friends. We want to share our joy and our stories with everyone. Niagara Falls. Our patient, a 66-year-old husband, father, brother, son, and grandpa, aware that his health was declining, asked his daughter to contact LWF on his behalf. The wish was a request to visit Niagara Falls with his youngest grandson and continue the tradition of a grandpa date to the falls. After a swift home visit by the LWF team, this trip was quickly arranged. Adjustments were needed when our patient experienced an onset of pain, and registered nurse Sam visited again to reassess the plan. As his health quickly deteriorated, we changed plans and organized a live stream of Niagara Falls to fill his home. From his airbed, our patient enjoyed the noise and light show of Niagara Falls with his youngest grandson and the rest of the family. Up in the air, Tim Butler was diagnosed with cancer, but he was determined to continue enjoying life. His visiting nurse reached out to LWF to help him get up in the air one more time. Tim was very familiar with flying because he had his pilot's license and had also worked as a flight nurse for many years. His determination, spirit, and excitement were awe-inspiring. There is a ripple effect of LWF's work. Tim's wish touched many others, including his visiting nurse, care team, hospice driver, runway crew, pilot, and Sam, our nurse. Our videographer, Jonah, and the Brian Hunt team helped capture the special moments from ground level. Tim used our GoPro to record everything onto an SD card, which was later installed onto Tim's computer. Tim said, "Every night I lie down, and I relive that flight, and now I can watch it from morning to night. That footage sustains his days as they become more precious." Matt's Marvel comic book. Matt's physician reached out to LWF and shared the story of a 33-year-old man who had been in hospital for many months. Matt had no chance of recovery and was not able to speak, but he communicated his desire to leave a legacy for his infant son. Matt wanted his son to grow up seeing his dad as a hero. LWF embraced Matt's wish of him as a superhero with power to heal so he could heal himself. Talented artist, Monica, and writer, Ruby, have woven the powerful and loving message from Matt to his son into the Marvel-inspired comic, and they have based their work on Matt's favorite characters, Wolverine and Captain America. Monica and Ruby send notes as the project progresses. They shared Matt's superhero's appearance, which was exciting for Matt and everyone involved. Many hours of work and imagination go into wishes. As we await the final version, we share this exciting preview. Kim's trip to the Blue Jays. Kim was a lively 51-year-old woman who had moved to Wasaga Beach to be with family following her cancer diagnosis. She contacted LWF to start the wish process, and her zest for life was evident in her list of possible wishes. Kim was loved by many, and her love of life touched LWF's wish coordinator, Melissa. Kim determined that she wanted to go with her family to a Blue Jays game, in style. Kim was very excited about her wish, and she created a homemade sign to tell the world why she was in attendance. Kim and her family were driven in a limo, and she and her family enjoyed sharing memories and anticipating the Blue Jays game. Kim was thrilled, and even though the Blue Jays lost, Kim's team won. In the days that followed, Kim wore her favorite Blue Jays shirt and shared her appreciation with Dr. Boyd, co-founder of the Living Wish Foundation, about her wish to see the Blue Jays. Sunday dinner with family, at home. Amy was the matriarch of her Italian family, and she loved being with them in the kitchen and around the dinner table. Everything in her family's life happened there, the happy times, stories, tears, and struggles. Amy wanted to experience this once more, and LWF helped her do just that. Clinical director Nancy visited her home to conduct a home visit to ensure safety for Amy's wish. As logistics were explained, her husband repeated that their close family would expand to include the LWF team, including the driver, support staff, and a nurse. He would do anything to get his wife home for one more Sunday dinner. Hospice Georgian Triangle greeted the LWF team when they arrived to take Amy on her wish trip. Amy was moved to tears with anticipation, and she was thrilled when the team added a stop at the beach to smell the air and to see the sand, water, and waves. At Amy's home, family filled the house, and Mama, Amy, taste-tested everything before everyone, including the team, sat down for dinner. Amy was in her glory, just as she wished it to be. The amazing South Georgian community has made these wishes happen. Thank you. This work brings joy to everyone involved. If you, or someone you know would benefit from a wish or would like to support our organization, please contact us online at www.livingwishfoundation.org or follow us on social for more great stories.